Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Just looking it over here. Here's what the plan is. Brian Driscoll from Blue and Gold Illustrated, bottom of the hour. All of you just eaten up fighting Irish fans. That's at the bottom of the hour. Oh, yeah, I know. Those of you who despise, this is for you too. Top of hour two, Kevin Hagan will be with us and... little later on this Wednesday, Josh Newberg, remember last Wednesday, he couldn't be with us. He was in New Orleans, and he was all partied out. Couldn't do the show, but he is back now. Apparently all healed up and ready to go. So Josh Newberg with us, top of hour number three. 888-702-5494. That is your number. Let me do that again, just so you'll implant it in your brain. 888-702-5494. You don't need to write that down. Just remember it. It's pretty easy. On Twitter, at Bill Is King. And if you'd like to email the show, that's good too. Bill Is King 7@gmail.com. It's a ways down the road. We've got several months, but commitment is December 18th. This will be year number two of that. Should be year number 22, but that's a different story. It's year number two of that, and we want you there. I don't care where you're located. Come on in. If you need a room, we get you a fantastic rate at the Omni. We'll get you a rate that is basically stealing from the Omni. That's right. That's the rate we will get you there at the Omni Nashville Hotel. And to get that rate, you need the link. So if you need the link and you're not on social media and you haven't seen the link, then email me, billisking7@gmail.com, and I'll send that to you. Because without that link, you won't be able to get the rate. You can't just randomly call the Omni and say, hey, I need the commitments link to December 17th, the eve of the 18th. If you are going to stay extra nights, you're going to get there early or you're going to stay after that, we can get you an extension on that rate, meaning the rate several other nights too. That was approved by Music City Todd a year ago. So we do know we can get that done. So there you go. If you need that, and Crazy Charlie just retweeted the link, and we're working on a lot of things. Yeah, we're working. We had a little talk about it. Oh, I'd say this time last week. Year one went so well, and we didn't really plan it out. We just wanted to go and wing it and see what happened, and it went so well that we're actually making a little more plans. Maybe there's a plan of action this second year, as opposed to year number one. Oh, and the night before the Bill King suite at the top of the Omni is open. So if you want to come on in, it's not a in deal where you're invited. You just come on up, and we will hang out there. Music City Todd provides all the refreshments in there, the adult refreshments, and you come and go as you please. It's that simple. And we had people in and out of there for many hours on the eve of commitments. And then the next morning, get up bright and early, unless you're Jeff from Chicago. Jeff had a little trouble getting up early. It was a long night for him. But get up early and start the show and do 5 hours. Oh, and we feed you a fantastic breakfast bar right there in Bar Lines. And guess what that costs you? Nothing. It's just for you being there. You don't need an invite. You don't need permission. You don't need a slip that says, I got invited. Here's my passcode. You don't need anything. All you have to do is physically be there. There's not a door that you got to know how to get through. There's not somebody at the door who's got to check you in. There's not a secret password. Just come on in. That's pretty simple, right? 888-702-5494. Let's take a call. We'll do one early this morning. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch territory. What's up, sir?
Mr. King, you got the fat boy from 606 batting leadoff this morning. I hope I can deliver for you.
Is that 606 where you're at?
It is 606 territory, yes, sir.
That's the same as Louisville. No, Louisville's 502, right?
Yeah, Louisville's 502. Then Bowling Green is 270. We're 606, and Lexington's 859. So, but quick geography this morning. I wasn't expecting that, but neither were you expecting me. So, you know, that works out. Bill, I'm surprised.
I like the good old days where, like, the whole state was the same zip code.
Yes. Like, we had 606 for the longest time, and then whenever Louisville started expanding so much, they had 502, and then after that. So
yeah,
what I wanted to get on for this morning, and this is maybe completely off the rails, but what else do you expect from me? Fight songs.
Yeah.
Fight songs.
Right.
If you have a go-to fight song other than, or it could be anything. You know, you've got it on your playlist. You're cutting the lawn, and it comes on, and you're like doing laps around the yard. What would it be?
You know, I am not – I'm weird, I'd say, because I've never been a big fight song guy, and I've never been a jersey guy. And by that, I mean jersey numbers. I don't compute that way. Now, I remember a lot of them, but it's not an important thing to me. Let me think this. Rocky Top is good because it's so irritating to everybody else. You get what I mean? I mean, if you're a Tennessee fan and you're singing Rocky Top and you do the woo, it's the greatest thing in the world. Everybody else, it's revolting. So that one's good. And you got to remember now, Gary Joe Collins, Rocky Top has various renditions of it, and some of it is very hillbilly-ish, which really irritates people. So that one's good.
I agree.
I would say, oh boy, the Southern Cal one's pretty good. Notre Dame, Michigan's pretty good. Now, let me ask you this. For Ohio State, does Hang On Sloopy count? That's just a song, right? That's not a fight song.
I kind of put that in the same territory as my old Kentucky home.
Right.
You know, yeah. And if you listen to my old Kentucky home, John Prine just did a rendition of it and released it back at the first of this month. And then Happy Chandler, the former governor of Kentucky, did a version of it at Senior Day for all the UK basketball games. And anybody that bleeds blue that listens to that and doesn't cry, then, you know, they need something.
The Happy Chandler, and I haven't heard John Prine. I'm sure it's good. Yeah. But the Happy Chandler one is, we've played that one so many times on the show. And the Happy Chandler one is the all-time hit. It literally is. And you don't have to be a Kentucky fan to feel the emotion in that moment. It's amazing.
It is. One more thing, and I'll jump off here because.
Let me ask you this. I'm keeping up through the years ago with Happy Chandler. How did he? Boy, he could carry a tune. Is that something that's well known about him?
You know, he was a little bit before my time, and I've not studied. To be honest with you, I'm not big on my governors here in the
right.
state.
Right.
But that's one thing I have heard in my limited study of him is that he loved to sing, and he was actually evidenced by the what we're talking about. He was a good singer. But yeah, that's one thing that I have heard as well.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I was going to gloat a little bit. Johnny Five Star is officially coming to 859 this fall, or next fall, excuse me, with the Rogers kid.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Kentucky, now overnight, I don't know if you saw this, Jaden McDaniels actually committed to Washington. I think he signed with him in basketball.
I saw that, and if you know anybody out there that's got any kind of connections, then you and I can go out there and be the bag man, because that's the number 3 and number 7 recruits in the 2019 class going to Washington, which, you know, God bless them, but what is there in Washington? So, anyhow.
Yeah, it's tell you what, Kentucky in football recruiting is capitalizing on the best year they've ever had since 77. They are. It's mm-hmm. selling. It is absolutely selling.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think they're done yet, because that put them to, I think, number 22 in the country, depending on who you're looking at. And, you know, I don't know if that's a sign of the end of time or, you know, again, like you said, capitalizing on the best season since 77. But anyhow, I'm going to get off of here and listen to you guys. Again, as always, enjoy the show and keep up the awesome work.
All right. Appreciate the call, sir. He is from Tim Couch country, right up there on the Kentucky-Tennessee border. That would be in southeastern Kentucky, the edges of the state of Kentucky. You're looking at West Virginia. You're looking at a lot of states there, if you're where he's at. Looking at Tennessee, etc. Jerry Joe Collins. 888-702-5494. Bottom of the hour, Brian Driscoll. Yeah, we'll do Fighting Irish for you. All you Fighting Irish lovers and haters, that's for you. Karen will be in her hot tub listening to Fighting Irish talk this morning. That's right. This is for her, too. Yeah, this is for Karen and who else? Jim in Jupiter's Catholic, but he does not like Notre Dame. It's kind of like me. I'm Catholic. I don't like the Pope. Now, I've liked previous popes. This Pope now I don't like. He doesn't like me either. He monitors the show, and he doesn't like me. It's well known. It's been written about, in case you haven't checked that out. Crazy Charlie posted a link and the promotion for Commitments, so check it out this morning on Twitter, and you can go ahead and get signed up. Many people have already done that. If you just want to wait because it's only me, that's fine too. There's no – you don't have to get in before a certain date. That promotion is good all the way up until. Now, I would prefer you to go ahead. That way we can get a head count. That way we can figure out how many people we got to feed, how many people we got to drink. Like to know that, but if you want to wait, you can. I shouldn't even promote that, but it's true. If you want to wait, you can. Let's get the first break here. Just getting going. I'd say we busted about a 12th of a grape. So we're not even revved up yet. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on 24 westbound between Murfreesboro Pike and the I-40 Eastern Split. I-24 is full in southern Nashville from Harding Place up to the 440 Junction. Another wreck in West Nashville on Charlotte Pike where it meets Forest Valley Drive. Smashville Moving Company. Packing, loading, unloading, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
And now, Ashley Designer Woodworks is reminding Americans to stand tall this Memorial Day and show support to the men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is from Ashley Designer Woodworks, a veteran-owned name you can trust. For the best in custom woodworking, framing, trimming, cabinets, countertops, and more, turn your dreams into reality with Ashley Designer Woodworks. Call today at 615-714-0694. That's 615-714-0694. Ashley Designer Woodworks, proudly saluting our troops and veterans this Memorial Day.
Don't miss the exhibit Little Big Town, The Power of Four, at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in downtown Nashville. Witness the rise from church choir members to concert headliners and award show favorites. Little Big Town, The Power of Four, a story of resolve and harmony and a steadfast faith in one another. The exhibit is open now. Visit countrymusichalloffame.org for details.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson bounces back from a dismal season so far to win the NASCAR All-Star Open, and then he advances to move on and wins the All-Star race itself. Up next is the longest race of the season in NASCAR, the Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Brian Driscoll, bottom of the hour. We'll talk some Fighting Irish with him. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Buckeye Brenda checking in this morning. Says, Bill, TOSU. Now, for people who need a translation, we've always got new people checking in or people who don't understand the, what would that be, an acronym? That'd be The Ohio State University. TTUN would be that team up north, Michigan. So you got to know your acronyms. Buckeye Brenda says TOSU is plus one versus the SEC in transfer portal math. She says we gave Burrow to LSU, but we got Fields and LaRoe. That's interesting math, but well done. Buckeye Brenda is very intellectual. Yeah, she's the one that got actually the verboten list started a while back. That is her origination. Buckeye Brenda. Hawkeye Jason, this was interesting. I saw this yesterday. Bud Elliott, who is Bud with? I always forget. Bud Elliott is with Tomahawk Nation and also SB Nation Recruiting. Bud Elliott. And he did a thing yesterday where he went through random teams and how old recruits would have been when you won your last natty. So here's an example. The most recent natties are Clemson and Alabama, right? So last time Clemson won a natty, on average, recruits were about 17. On average for Alabama, recruits would have been 16. So they're remembering. They've seen it. It's recent. But he goes through a few others here. And these are the ones that were at least alive. It's a limited list. It, again, buttresses the chalky theme of college football. Auburn recruits would have been 9. That was 2010. Florida recruits would have been 7. That was 2008. I was there. That was Florida and Oklahoma. Florida State recruits would have been 12. That was circa 13. LSU recruits would have been 6. Again, this is how old recruits would have been when you won your last natty. Recruits would have been 6 for LSU. That would have been 2007. Here's a few others. Ohio State, remember they won it in 14. Recruits would have been 13. Texas last won it in 05. Recruits would have been, he says, 4 at the time. Southern Cal won it in 04. Recruits would have been 3. Everybody else in America in D1 football, recruits would have been not born last time you won a natty. For example, Tennessee won it in 98. Last won it in 98. Recruits would have been born. No. Unless it's a JUCO who's been jumping around to different schools. But he's talking about high school recruits. Michigan last won it in 97. Recruits would have not been born. Georgia last won it in 80. So recruits were definitely not born. 1980 was 30-something years ago, right? 30, almost 40 years ago, closer to 40 years ago, 1980. He also goes into some teams that just missed the cut. So he gives Tennessee a -3. Michigan would be -4. Oklahoma, -1. Yeah, last time Oklahoma won the natty, it was Bobby Stoops, circa 2000. So maybe it says here recruits were conceived. Yeah, maybe they were cooking. They were maturing in the womb at the time. Nebraska would be -4 because Nebraska's last natty was 97. That was the shared year with Michigan. That's interesting. So let me go back here. Let me pull that up again just to give you just to give you how chalky college football is. I'm trying to find it. I've lost it on my timeline. Let me see if I can fetch. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Sorry. Timeline's moving a little rapidly this morning. There are only, and let me, this is going to be count radio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are only 10 teams in college football right now that have a natty that's recent enough where recruits would have actually been born by then. Of all the teams in college football, Only 10 of them have a natty recent enough to where current recruits would have been born, would be on the planet Earth. Again, that supports the Chalky theory. Yeah, no, Kev says the same thing here. Jim and Jupiter likes to take shots at Karen. He says, Bill, you could go back to when Jesus was born, and A&M would still not have a natty. How about when Game of Thrones was supposed to be? Like the era, what was Game of Thrones like 400 AD? What were they trying to say about that? You could go back. Has A&M won a natty since that dragon was a offspring of that blonde chick on Game of Thrones who got killed in the last episode? Wasn't that supposed to be 400 AD? Somebody correct me. I am not a Game of Thrones expert. I wouldn't know. Hawkeye Jason pointing this out, and we need to get a break here. Says, sad to hear about Terry Donahue. Yeah, the best coach and the coach for Charles Arbuckle at UCLA, Terry Donahue, is battling cancer. Hope he's going to be okay. I watched many Terry Donahue teams play. Buckeye Brenda says, I'm Catholic and a native Hoosier as well, and I'm 1/4 Scottish-Irish. But no Irish for me. No Notre Dame. No, sir. Nope. Hard pass. Notre Dame's such a wonderful thing. God, it's so polarizing. Karen, I believe it was a week ago, they were having the ACC meetings. Karen was livid that Brian Kelly spoke at ACC Media Days when they're not an ACC football member, but they get full membership entitlements. First of all, I didn't get to see any of the ACC Media Days. Is it true, or did Karen make that up? Did Brian Kelly speak at ACC Media Days? Is that true? Again, I didn't watch. I factually, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I should have checked that out when Karen was complaining about it, but I didn't. Anybody got an audio clip of Brian Kelly, the Notre Dame coach, speaking at ACC Media Days, although in football, they're not a member? Most all the other sports, they are a member, but they aren't in football because they don't need to be. Notre Dame literally can rig it to where they're half pregnant. Or you could say Notre Dame's allowed to be married but see other people. They any way they want it. Which makes it polarizing, which makes it wonderful, which makes me happy. Bottom of the hour, we got to get Brian Driscoll, so let's do it. Let's take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
I-24 and I-40 are packed. I-24 south and east of 440. I-40 dealing with a wreck westbound at Fessler's, which is blocking the left lane. Still clearing a wreck at Murfreesboro Pike and Bell Road, and watch for a wreck at 14th and Charlotte. OnTimeTraffic.net has live traffic cams 24/7. Follow on Twitter at Rush Hour Rosie. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts now through June 15th and demo the new Ping G410 Woods and Irons and register for your chance to win. Six lucky grand prize winners will score a VIP fitting for a new driver and putter at the Ping facility. A tour of Ping including the Ping Gold Putter Vault plus two rounds of golf. First prize winners from each store will receive a Ping Hofer Light Stand Bag. So stop by today and demo the new Ping G410 Woods and Irons for your chance to win big at Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Tennessee's roads were made for motorcycle riders. From the Tail of the Dragon to the Natchez Trace Parkway, our windy, scenic roads make for a great ride. But motorcyclists face many dangers on the road, and the biggest one is other drivers. Riders are 27 times more likely to die in a crash than someone in a vehicle. Let's show these motorcyclists some true hospitality, especially at intersections and when changing lanes. Take the time to look twice. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. Get up in Notre Dame country. Brian Driscoll is with us. We love having him on here to talk about the Irish. Brian, good to have you, sir. How you been?
Yeah, I love being on. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Chris Tyree, the all-purpose back in Virginia, makes his decision in 2 days, I believe, the 24th. What do you think happens?
I think pick's going to be Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's done a great job recruiting him. I think Chip Long's been on him for about a year. Once Lance Taylor was hired as the new running backs coach, they really connected. They really had a strong bond, and that was the final deal. I mean, I don't know if Archer Jensen would have stayed if they would have been able to close, but Lance Taylor was able to close, and I believe that he's going to announce for Notre Dame on Thursday.
Style-wise, who does he remind you of?
You know, people have asked me this, and I think, you know what he is? He's an Oregon back from back in the Chip Kelly days. I mean, and that's really what he is. He's a guy that's going to run the zones. He's going to find creases and just explode through them. You know, I think the closest thing Notre Dame's had to this from a signee standpoint was Armando Allen back before Armando Allen broke his leg. And when you talk about a guy that was a 100-meter state champ in Florida, Chris Tyree as a sophomore and a junior has had the nation's best 55-meter sprint time. And so just he's just that explosive home run threat, which is what, you know, really fueled the Chip Kelly offenses back at Oregon.
Yeah, he's what, maybe 5'10", about 180, so he's not a big back. He's a speed guy.
He's a speed guy, but you know, he's a tough kid. He plays cornerback for Thomas Dale. He's a tough runner.
Right.
I saw some game film, and there's times where it'll be third and one, and he could probably bounce it and just outrun everybody to the perimeter, but he just puts his shoulder down and just really hammers it home. So he's a true every down back. He's not a guy you're going to want to carry the ball 20 times. But he's a guy that can slash between the zones. He's going to really thrive in the buck sweep, which is that perimeter run that Josh Adams was so good at, where you stretch this, you know, the field for width and then find that crease and then just explode vertically. So, you know, you get it back with his speed behind the offensive lineman that Notre Dame's been recruiting the last 5-6 years. It's something that has a lot of Irish fans really fired up.
A couple of things we've talked about, but let's go back to them. Give me the top concern for the team coming up.
I think it's the inexperience on defense at some key spots. When you look at linebacker, obviously you lost Tavon Coney and Drew Tranquil. That's a lot of experience right there. You lose Julian Love to the NFL, and you lose Jerry Tillery at defensive tackle. There's some talented players there. You know, Jack Lamb is ready to step into the spot left by Drew Tranquil. 6'4", 230, ran a 4.5 during spring testing. Never played a snap of football. You know, so you're replacing Drew Tranquil, who really played for 5 years when you consider that he was a starter as a sophomore before he got hurt and then earned a redshirt year. So I think that, to me, is the biggest thing. How are those guys going to handle going down to Athens, Georgia? How are they going to handle playing in Ann Arbor? Can they play with the consistency that we saw from that group last year? And I think that, to me, is really the biggest – I wouldn't say concern. I'd call it the biggest question mark heading into the season.
Brian Driscoll with us. We're talking Notre Dame on this Wednesday. Who replaces Julian Love?
Well, it's going to be Troy Pride. You know, Troy Pride, I believe, is going to move to that boundary position. And if you look at his numbers the last 5-6 games of the year, he played like an All-American. The second corner is going to be most likely a combination of Houston Griffith and Tariq Bracey, a pair of sophomore corners. They're going to be the field guys. I think you're going to see Houston as that big, long, tall, physical perimeter corner that plays the screen game, plays the run, plays off man, and really drives along the ball. Tariq Bracey, as we saw last year, you know, when he came in against Florida State and really played exceptionally well. I think they went 0-for-6 throwing at him in that game. He's more of a smaller, really fast man cover kind of guy. So you'll see them kind of do matchups with those two guys at that field spot. But they're going to be the new second corner, but it's actually going to be Troy Pride that's going to slide to that boundary corner spot.
Give me the list again of freshmen. It could be redshirt or it could be true freshmen that you think will impact this year.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cheap, but the punter, Jay Bramlett from Alabama, he's a kid from Tuscaloosa. They recruited him to step in and be the starting punter. So I think he's going to have a chance to come in there and do that and play. I think when you look on the defensive side of the ball, Jacob Lacy, a defensive tackle from Kentucky, he's a guy that was an early enrollee. You know, we saw Myron Tungavaloa, Mosa, and Kurt Heinisch both played a lot at defensive tackles freshman in 2017. Last year, we saw Jason Adamolola come in and play a lot. Jacob Lacy's more advanced than all three of those guys when it comes from a size, strength, power standpoint. He's a really physical kid, strong kid, 6'2", 295. Played baseball in high school, hit over 400 as a junior playing baseball in high school. Really athletic kid. So they're going to need him to play. You know, he's a kid that is going to play out of need, number one, but I think he's a guy that would have played regardless of whether or not there was a need for him this year.
Now, go back into what you were telling me about concerning Tommy Tremble out of Georgia.
He's just a freaky athlete. I mean, look, Bill, Notre Dame's had so much tradition at tight end. I mean, every starting tight end since 2003 has gone on to get drafted. But this is a different kind of kid. You know, a lot of those guys are real traditional tight ends. It's 6'5", 6'6", 250-plus pounds. He is he's more of a modern tight end. You know, he's 6'3", 6'3.5", he's 237. He ran a 4.63 at one of the openings prior to his senior year of high school. He's a kid that broke his leg in, I think, the second game of the senior year, so he really went unnoticed. Dad played at Georgia, and he just brings a speed element that people normally don't see from the tight end position. And we didn't see him do a whole lot early in the spring, but about the middle of the spring, he started getting comfortable, and he just was a matchup nightmare. I mean, they'd put him in the slot, and it didn't matter who they put on him. He was impossible to run with. He's just so long and athletic, but he's also a natural football player, and I think that's a really important thing for me. It's one thing to be fast and athletic, but, you know, can you run routes? Do you know how to work the zone? Can you catch the ball? Do you know how to get open and those kind of things? And that's what we started to see from him late in the spring. He's got a chance to be maybe not this year as far as a truly elite player, but I think we're going to start to see some flashes of it this year. I think he's definitely going to make his presence felt this season.
For you fans in the South, that is Greg Trimble's son. You might remember him at Georgia, Greg Trimble's son, Tommy Tremble, mm-hmm. who is at Notre Dame from the state of Georgia. I tell you who I like a lot. He flashed a little bit last year, but the numbers weren't conducive because he was a freshman. But I really see some good things in Kevin Austin.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I think he's a guy that reminds me a lot of Michael Floyd. You know, he's got that weird running gait. You know, he's 6'2", 210. You know, you don't think he's moving fast, but then the next thing you know, you can't catch him. And so I think he's a guy that, you know, you let him maybe cook another year behind Chase Claypool. You get him some experience. You know, maybe you let him catch 15 to 20 balls and really then step in as a junior and become that go-to guy after Chase Claypool graduates. But he's certainly a guy that towards the end of the spring, he was really starting to come along. It's for him, and the coaches have talked about this, it's about becoming a more mature young man, becoming a more mature game, becoming more mature with the decisions he makes off the field. And once those things come around, and I'm hearing that he really had a good spring academically and all those kind of things, he's got a chance to have a really, really good year. But that sophomore class is really impactful. And everyone talks about Kevin Austin and Braden Lindsay, but the guy that people got to really keep an eye on is a kid from New Orleans, Lawrence Keys. He was a guy that was just really unguardable. And I'm not being hyperbolic at all here. He was literally unguardable in the slot during the spring. He's so quick. He ran a 4.48 at the end of the spring. Tremendous ball skills and just one of those guys. But you know those guys that just have that natural ability to run routes and get open. They understand angles and leveling off and all, you know, knowing when to go high when the coverage requires it. He was just a really, really dynamic player during the spring.
One other player from the previous class, class 18, Derek Allen. What is his future?
You know, he's another guy. He's 6'2", he's 210 pounds, he's a good athlete. He had the second best 40 time of all the safeties at the end of the spring testing. It's just about letting it loose, you know, Bill. And he's one of those guys, he reminds me a lot of Jalen Elliott back in 2017, where he really struggled. He was always kind of uncommitted to decisions like, you know, I'm just not sure if this is what I'm supposed to do. And so he wouldn't play fast. And then we saw Jalen Elliott go from liability in 2017 to part of one of the better safety tandems in the country in 2018 because he started getting more comfortable, started making plays. And Derek's big thing is he was so close to making a lot of plays in the spring. He was always a second late because he just wouldn't commit to this is what I got to do. And I don't mean, you know, from a buying into what the team is doing. It's just from an execution, knowing your assignment and being comfortable in it. So late in the spring, he started to get a little bit more comfortable there. We started seeing him making a little bit more plays. He played a little bit more physical in the spring game. But he's put himself in position where you come out in the fall, you have a good fall camp, you're that number three safety behind the veterans, and you got a chance to step into the starting lineup in 2020 when those guys graduate and go to the NFL.
Tell everybody about the magazine coming out.
Oh, you know, it's a really exciting time of the year. It's a busy time of the year. We do a 160-page glossy cover, full Notre Dame football preview, and it's really exciting to work on. This has been coming out. I mean, I used to get this when I was a kid. It looks a little different now, though. But, you know, we break down every position, you know, all 10 positions. We go to the depth chart. We got bios, strengths, weaknesses of those position groups. I interview beat writers for all 12 opponents. We do information. We do analysis of all 12 opponents. We do a year in review. We do a one-on-one interviews with offensive coordinator Chip Long, with defensive coordinator Clark Lee, and with Brian Kelly. And so it's just so much information, and it's a really exciting time to work on it because it keeps that summer busy, and by the time we're done working on it, it's almost fall camp. So really helps the summer go by fast. But you will have some advertisements on that on our website, blueandgold.com, and our Twitter page at BGI News here in the next couple weeks, promoting how people can buy it. But it's really an excellent product.
Good stuff, Brian. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Brian Driscoll, he knows the topic. Notre Dame is 22-4 the last 2 years. Notre Dame has 2 12-0s the last, what would it be, 6 years. Just can't get past an Alabama or a Clemson, teams like that, in the playoffs or in a BCS game. Not quite there. Not there for that type of setting. Good enough in most every other setting or settings, but can't get past the chalk. Can't get past the elite chalk at the top. Played tough against Georgia a couple of years ago at home. But couldn't close it out. And Jake Fromm was a young true freshman in that game on the rope in South Bend. Got to go to Athens this year. Tough matchup. They are a double-digit underdog in that game. right now. I haven't checked. Matter of fact, mental note, when we come back, Brad posted a list of the lines that have moved the most. Yeah, this spring, lines that have moved the most in matchups. And I'll pull that up here. We'll go over it when we come back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on 65 South in Trinity Hills toward the North Loop in the direction toward Chattanooga and Knoxville. Still clearing I-40 West in Hermitage. A wreck at Fessler's Lane blocking the left lane near the concrete divide. Other wrecks on Nolansville Pike where it meets Wallace Road and Paragon Mills and at 14th Avenue and Charlotte. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg. Celebrate spring's arrival with the newest Germantown Festival through May 27th. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh-cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For May, try the delicious chicken cordon bleu sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WSNR Skyscan forecast. Mostly rainy with showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Afternoon sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Partly cloudy overnight with a low near 70. Thursday mostly sunny with your high in the low 90s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Kevin Hagan, top of hour two. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be in that neighborhood the day after tomorrow, on Friday. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster on Friday. Biggest line moves so far. And these are random, what they call games of the year. Now, again, that's a loose term. Doesn't mean it's the game of the year. It's just random games of the year. Don't take it literally. Some of these could be, but most of them are games. LSU in Texas. LSU was as much as a 7-point favorite in that game. It's now 3. So let's move 4 points. Aggies got to go to Clemson, as you know. Yeah, Karen's team, the Aggies, have to go to Howard's Rock. That's not scheduling that you would prefer. It was 21. Plus 21. Aggies getting three touchdowns at Clemson. It's now 15. Let's move 6 points. How about TOSU versus TTUN? Do you need translation on that? That would be the Ohio State University against that team up north. You got to know your acronyms, everybody. Pay attention to the acronyms. Buckeyes were getting 6.5. Now it's 3. So it's moved 3.5 points. Look, I think Michigan's going to be solid this year. But what has Michigan done to warrant being favored over Ohio State? That's what I don't get. Now maybe this is the year. If it is, so be it. But today, and that's not me just trying to sit here and bash Michigan. They're a good football team. They've got talent. Shea Patterson's back. A really good core of receivers are back. But what would lead you, and I know, heck, they were favored last year. I know that. But based on that game or based on performance, I'm not sure I understand that. That's why I'm sure Vegas would just take my money right out of my pocket, right? Texas and Texas Tech. Texas was -3, but now it's -8. Versus Texas Tech. That game is in the ATX. That game is in Royal Memorial Stadium. So Texas has increased the number 5 points as the favorite from -3 to -8. I think that is due to the Zach Smith podcast that came out most recently where he goes after Tom Herman. He plays audio clips. I don't know how many of you have gone back and looked at this. Go back and listen to the Zach Smith podcast. It's about an hour long. At about the 25-minute, maybe 30-minute mark, somewhere in there, he has an audio clip where he's talking to a stewardess who says that she, among others, has been with Mr. Tommy Herman. So I think that thing, that Texas game got bet up just because Tom Herman's bad now. What other games do we have? The Oklahoma-TCU game. It was 21. Oklahoma favored by 21. Jalen Hurts by 21. Now it's 14.5. So that's what we're looking at. So, again, lines that have moved. The most intriguing, well, there's two of them there to me. Well, no. Let me count again. There's three that stand out. A&M and Clemson's now 15. It was 21. Texas and LSU. Coach O was favored by 7. It's down to 3. Plus 3. Plus 3 for Texas. -3 for LSU. And the Buckeyes, Michigan, was 6.5. Michigan favored. Now it's 3. So there you go. Again, that's not me just pulling up random lines. That's me pulling up what Brad's talking about concerning spreads. Alan in Tampa checking in this morning. It's a picture of the excavator claw and bucket knocking down a building. Yeah, Alan's getting after it this morning. Alan's making a wage. He's making a living this morning. 614 Rob says, Bill, Vegas just want to take millions from those TTUN fans. Yeah, Alan's down on South Beach doing the demolition work. Karen says, Jesus, Bill, Notre Dame guy, then Kevin Hagan, then Newberg. A 3-hour Jeff in the Borough couldn't be much worse. Look, Brian Driscoll, Kevin Hagen, Josh Newberg won't be mentioning tennis or marbles. So we've got that going for us, right? For the Dodgers. I'm a Dodger fan, and I bet you I haven't mentioned them on the show other than Jeff in the Borough in 25 years. You know when the Dodgers' last natty was? 88. Kids weren't conceived then. Today's baseball recruits were not conceived then. 1988. It's been a while. Yeah, 1988. That's a while ago. Omni, we'll be back. Hour 2.